This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's the set and the pitch. And a swing and a miss. A third strikeout tonight for Rodriguez. And the Pirates go down in defeat 11-0.
11-0. See, I'd be less upset about that. But the Pirates didn't score a run. And so I'm going to be very upset. It's one thing to lose by a large chunk of runs. When you don't score at all, not great. Not great. Welcome to the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. So, another tough Pirates loss made even more tough knowing that the simultaneous debuts of Quinn Priester and Eddie Rodriguez ended in an 11-0 loss in which Quinn Priester gave up 7 of those 11 runs. And Eddie Rodriguez got the hat trick, which in baseball, if you need up to date on your lingo, a hat trick is not a good thing as an offensive player in baseball. 3 strikeouts and no hits in 4 at-bats. And now, the Pirates have reached the Cardinals in the basement of the division. The Pirates have not finished ahead of the Cardinals in the NL Central since 1999 was the last year that that happened, and we all thought this year, man, the Cardinals are playing poorly, and the Pirates are so ahead in the division, and the Pirates could win the division this year. And here we are now. The Pirates and Cardinals both 11 games back, each with 41-53 records. And man, I'm frustrated. There are some bright spots to this that we can get into in a little bit. We'll digest Quinn Priester's start. Quinn Priester got to talk to media after the game, so we'll get into that. Also, Najee Harris apparently not happy with the perception of running backs in the NFL market, and he spoke out on Twitter yesterday. We'll get into that a little bit as this show moves forward. But if you want to call in and talk about anything, 412-928-9370. Talk to me about anything sports. Hopefully you're talking about Pittsburgh sports, but you can call me and we'll talk about whatever as it relates to sports. But specifically, I'll touch on Najee Harris a little bit later. And I definitely want to talk about yesterday's game because it means a lot of things for the Pirates. It means a lot of things for the Pirates at this point. And I just want to get into as much of that as I can because there are good things and bad things about what the Pirates are doing right now, or where they are, and I want to address that all with you this morning while I have the time. Again, you give me a call, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on Twitter, at Callis_33 is my Twitter handle. That's Callis_33. And if you comment at me tag me in a tweet. You want to make a comment, ask a question, you're welcome to do that on Twitter, and you're welcome to call me on the phone lines. Okay. I listened to Derek Shelton's press conference before I started this show, because I was asleep by the time he was talking. And I listened, and it's just the same stuff over and over again, and I'm not buying it anymore. So I'm not going to play that for you. I'm not going to put that on repeat. If you heard it yesterday, you heard it yesterday in the Pirates postgame. But in a minute here, I do want you to hear what Kryn Priester said, because I think that some of the things he said might open our eyes a little bit to where he is as a young professional baseball player. But before I get into his comments, we've got to call it 412-928-9370. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Hello, you there?
Yeah.
All right, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from Uniontown.
All right, Mike, what's on your mind?
Derek Shelton, man. Just what he did last night with those two new guys debuting and leaving Priester in there out to dry, not even having someone warmed up. I think some of your players are a little fed up, and I think it's time that Shelton gets the axe.
Gets the axe?
Yeah, man. Yep, he got to go.
Hey, I appreciate the call, Mike. I understand where that point of view is coming from. I think he should finish out this year, and he got an extension that wasn't made public, so we can't even address how good of a decision it is. And if we can't address how good of a decision it is, maybe we just assume it's a poor decision at this point. There are some people that support letting him pitch into the sixth inning. Many of you might not agree. I personally don't agree. I understand the perspective, and I agree with the perspective that he was kind of left out there and he was set up to struggle. I think that they're doing this with the wrong guys, though. Because Priester gave up 4 of the 7 earned runs in the game. He gave those up in the sixth inning, so of course, if he doesn't give those up, then it's only a 3-0 game. Pirates didn't score anyway, so I mean, it's kind of a moot point there too, though. I mean, you know, you want the game to be as close as possible for as long as possible, and you certainly want to come out on top at some point. But the offense didn't score a run regardless in that game, and that's just the most frustrating part. We can be mad about how the pitching was handled in that game, but they still didn't score any runs either. So I think it's good to look at it from multiple views. And you should be frustrated. I mean, you could be frustrated with that decision that Shelton made to leave him in, but also, they still didn't score any runs. Dave from Delmont on the line at 412-928-9370. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, I'm a little worried about this Priester. He has a below-average fastball. And I noticed when he had to put the ball across the plate, they hit him pretty good. Unless he has better stuff than that, I don't mean to go crazy after the first start, but it just doesn't look like he has the stuff to make it for a major league pitcher. I'm going to jump ahead and say I think that was a bad pick. Thank you.
All right, Dave from Delmont, thank you for the call. I'm not going to say it's a bad pick right now after one start, but I do know that Jason Mackey from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette talked yesterday on the Fan Morning Show and said that maybe the Pirates organization focuses too much on pitching technique and not so much on raw form. And there are pros and cons to that. The pro is that if you focus on good pitching technique, you're likely to gain greater stamina, reduce injury, and it's a safe way to go about pitching, to where you can have a long career and you can avoid being injured and being away from games. The con of that is that sometimes raw pitching, sometimes not focusing on pure technique and just whipping your arm as hard as you can and, you know, creating torque in your hips when you deliver, sometimes, you know, that produces better results in the short term. So I see both sides in a way, but it's also frustrating that Ronzi Contreras and Luis Ortiz were throwing with such high velocity before, and now this year their velocity is significantly down, and when they had their time in the majors this season, they struggled. Quinn Priester might be a victim of that right now as well. Maybe they refined his mechanics to the point where he is just pitching too much with technique and not focusing as much on throwing with the raw delivery that he had previously that made him a number one pick, or a first round pick, I mean. So that could be the explanation. And again, I'm just going off of what Jason Mackey said, where he believes that throughout the Pirates organization, there is just a lot of emphasis on the mechanical aspect of pitching. And again, the pro of that is that you're safer, you have more stamina, you reduce injury by pitching with good form. Because pitching's a violent motion, and it's an unnatural motion. Your arms are supposed to rotate from the back up. So when you rotate your arm all the way back and then whip it around, you're going to have a lot of wear on that shoulder, and not every pitcher is Nolan Ryan. Not every pitcher is Freaky and can go out there and reduce or can just throw as much as he did and not be hurt long term. But that's why I think the Pirates, that's the only explanation I really have, and I don't think it's the worst decision in the world to focus on proper technique. But I also think that you reduce peak results by not letting pitchers go out there and just throw as they know how to throw with the maximum amount of violence and torque and strength that they have. And it's also hurting their results right now. Maybe they're trying to protect the pitchers long term, but I don't know what good the pitchers are if you're throwing them out there and they're not effective. So it's all risk management. And so far, the pitchers that we had high hopes for have struggled. Now, Quinn Priester's only had one start, but I'm talking more about Luis Ortiz and Ronzi Contreras. So we'll see. We'll see what happens as time passes. But that's what I think the Pirates are doing. And based on what Jason Mackey says, that's the only explanation that I have that makes sense, is that they're trying to keep pitchers from getting injured by emphasizing technique so thoroughly. Got another caller at 412-928-9370. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, this is Jim. I'm calling you down around the Washington area. How are you this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. Hey, a little my own commentary on Quinn Priester's start. It's only his first start ever. Don't certainly want to get too down on the guy, but I have to agree that his stuff looked very average. A lot of elevated breaking balls, but it is just his first start. I certainly hope we get better from him than what we saw.
Do you agree with my assessment that maybe the Pirates are focusing too much on technique and that's causing pitchers to not have as effective pitches?
I can't argue that at all, and I can't even say that I think it reduces injury, because it seems that the Pirates have as many Tommy John surgeries going on as most anyone else in the league.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, I don't really see a benefit to, we always complained years back about them constantly, let's make Charlie Morton into a ground ball pitcher, and how he suffered. Now he's flourishing, or has flourished, with just that raw power that he has.
That's fair. So, yeah, Jim, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Sorry to cut you off. I thought you were done. But, no, that's fair. I mean, I can understand that perspective as well. JT Brubaker, one of the pitchers with Tommy John surgery. And over the years, they've had a few pitchers, a few of their top names, struggle with certain injuries. So I understand that point. I'm just trying to explain where the Pirates are, though, where they might be, thinking about certain things. But I also understand from the fans' perspective, I mean, that's not an unfair point to make, is that the Pirates have had injuries, so maybe Tommy John surgery and pitcher injuries is just a sign of the times. That's just how baseball is now. Because, I mean, throwing with that velocity and doing so many unnatural things with your body to make the ball deliver with such high velocity, that was never how baseball was intended to be played. And then, you know, through the 30s into the 40s, pitchers kind of got the idea like, hey, I can put spin on the ball and I can, you know, and I can throw as hard as I want to, and I don't have to let the hitter hit the ball. The idea now is to have them miss. And then you get Nolan Ryan coming up through the 70s and 80s, and everybody wanted to model off of him, I think, because he had such stamina, him and guys like Bob Gibson from the 60s. You had all these guys who were throwing with such high velocity, and they were pitching with what seemed like no effort, just going out there and throwing and continuing to throw and taxing their bodies. And I think the fans now who might have experienced those players when they were growing up now look at baseball today and go, well, why can't everybody do that? And I think it's because every pitcher might be trying to do that and throw with high velocity, and they struggle because their bodies weren't made for that. Most bodies weren't made for that. Your body isn't supposed to rotate the shoulder backwards and then fling it forward. That's never how your body was intended to work. So to do that and continually do that, and everybody's trying to throw as hard as they can, or everybody's trying to throw with the maximum velocity and reach velocities that have not been reached before, I think that that's why you see more injuries, because it was never intended, like pitchers were never intended to throw fastballs that hard. It was about mixing up pitches and spinning the ball, but now just having a sheer 100-mile-per-hour fastball, and all you need is one more pitch to contrast with your fastball, and you're successful. And you could be successful at the major league level. So how that relates to Priester and the Pirates, if the Pirates don't necessarily believe in throwing with that maximum velocity, taxing pitchers' bodies and arms as they have been, and they want to focus on technique, I think that that's the only explanation to Mackey's comments. Maybe that's why they're doing it, to reduce injury. But then again, like I said, I understand a fan's perspective of saying that the Pirates' injuries have not been reduced anyhow, that there are several top pitchers that the Pirates have had that have had to go through Tommy John surgery, and they're not throwing this harder. They've stuck with the Pirates' pitching technique. So it's frustrating, and I'm glad Jim said that as well. I just caught in from Washington that it's Quinn Priester's first start. Dave from Delmont thinks he's a bad pick. Jim from Washington says, no, it's just his first start. He should be fine. But I did want to say this before, too. I think that they're giving chances to the wrong people, in a sense. If Quinn Priester's going through five innings and he's given up three runs, maybe trust the bullpen more in that situation. Shelton was criticized before for not letting Mitch Keller throw into the seventh inning, the eighth inning of certain games. The difference is, in those situations, Mitch Keller is the top guy right now. He's the top pitcher for the Pirates. He's the pitcher that has saved the Pirates from going into very long losing streaks, especially in May. Mitch Keller was a bright spot in a very dark month. He's the guy you want to let go late into games. Quinn Priester's first major league start, and he's already given up three earned runs. That was a little bit questionable. That was a little bit of a head scratcher. So yeah, when Derek Shelton talks about or when he makes decisions, more like, he hasn't flat out said this, but if he's making decisions and Mitch Keller doesn't get to go late into games most of the time, and Shelton says, well, or Shelton's like, yeah, well, we want to save him, or we don't want him to get hurt, right? Whatever reasons that he had for taking out Keller, then you let Quinn Priester go an inning too long in his first major league start, and now the Pirates are down by seven instead of three. Maybe he heard the feedback, or maybe he wanted to take that risk with Priester. I just think Priester was the wrong guy in that situation to let him go as long as he did. Now, hindsight's 2020. Maybe Priester could have got through the sixth inning And then we're not even talking about this at all because a three-run game is a winnable game, and the Pirates still didn't score a run. They got four hits in total throughout the game. But, yeah, it didn't happen that way. And now we're going to be scrutinizing this decision a little bit more than I think we would have if the game were closer and Priester would have done well. But again, I mean, the offense is also a problem here to look at as well. We can focus on Quinn Priester's first start because we understand what kind of prospect he is and how highly touted he was, and the fact that he was a first-rounder is something to look at. And it's disappointing that he didn't do all that well. I'd say seven earned runs is not a great start. He struggled against the Cleveland Guardians team that's second in a division that has only one team over 500 right now. I'm upset about that, too. I mean, that game shouldn't have got as out of hand as it is. The AL Central is the Twins leading with a 48-47 record, and the Guardians are 46-48. They're a game and a half out of the division lead. That's baffling to me. And again, the Pirates are now at the bottom of the division with the Cardinals. They're both 41-53, 11 games back of the division. Yeah, Quinn Priester struggled against a Guardians team that hasn't done all that well this year in a division that's very bad. But the underlying point is that if the offense could not score at all, didn't matter how many runs the Pirates gave up. If they didn't score at all, there's no way they could have won. And I think that's just as important to focus on this morning and throughout the day as it is as much as Quinn Priester struggled on the mound in his first major league start. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. Najee Harris made some comments that I'd like to address when we come back. I'd also like to see if we can hear what Quinn Priester said. He talked after the game for a couple minutes, and I thought that what he said was interesting enough for you all to hear once again. So we'll see about his comments when we come back. We'll see about Najee Harris's comments. And we'll keep taking phone calls at 412-928-9370. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and it's the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer is here. Come check out Trailblazer, Equinox, and the all-new redesigned 2024 Trax. And you can check them out online at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 81, low of 65. Some spots of rain, but mostly cloudy throughout the day. Tomorrow, high of 84, low of 64, partly cloudy skies, and there's going to be an air quality alert still in effect. It's gotten a little bit better, but still something to look out for if you're outside anytime over the next couple days. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. Don't have time to play you Quinn Priester's comments, but in summary, he just talked about how he gave up some base runners in the fourth inning, and then pitching out of the stretch was a struggle for him, getting adjusted to the major league hitters, and it put him at a slight disadvantage, he said, just because he hadn't been put in that situation before, at the major league level at the least, and not pitching out of the windup just caused him to struggle a little bit. It's something that he'll have to make an adjustment to. So that's what he said in his press conference. That's a big thing that I wanted to highlight. I don't have a chance to play you any of the clip right now because I am out of time. And then just to address the comments on the Najee Harris made the other day on Twitter. I think it was yesterday, as a matter of fact. But he talked about, it was something about, if you're crazy if you think that the running backs in the NFL don't or shouldn't get paid the amount of money that they do deserve. And I think I agree with Najee to an extent there. I mean, I played fullback in high school, and again, that's high school compared to like the NFL, but I can understand how tough it was to block certain guys or to take those hits. Wide receivers can usually get into space, and they can, they have rules that protect them, but running backs, they're not protected. They're running into a line and trying to make holes through a line, and they're getting hit like up front right away. And so I can understand, running backs, they're not as highly sought after right now to be paid just because they don't last as long, but they don't last as long because of the nature of football and how much they get taxed on their bodies by getting hit so much right up front. If they don't get a hole, they're going to get hurt. So I agree with Najee to an extent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.